Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，晚上好。
And good evening, Ben Liu.
Good evening, Kenny.
I appreciate the opportunity to serve with you.
Yeah, 我们感谢主有这样机会，我们可以一同来服事。
It is hard for me to believe that it's been 3 years since we've been together face to face.
很难相信我们从上一次面对面聚会已经有三年了。
In March of 2020, when I sent all of my employees home, March 13th, and thought we'd be at home 2 weeks, I had no idea we would still be like this 3 years, three meetings later.
在2020年3月13号，我让我的员工都回家工作，我以为只工作两个礼拜就可以，没想到一直到现在还是这样。
But nevertheless, God is faithful.
无论如何，神是信实的。
He is faithful always.
他总是信实的。
He is faithful to the end.
他是信实到底的。
And his word never fails.
他的话永远不失败。
So we're delighted to be together, even in this distant way.
我们也很高兴能够聚在一起，即使这样远距离的。
I'd like for you to turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
我们请大家翻到希伯来书第十一章第一节。
I'll read this first verse from the New American Standard Bible.
我从这个第一节我就用新美国标准版来读。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And notice that first phrase.
得到那个信心，注意那个信心这个字。
Now faith is the assurance.
信心就是那个实底。
Turn to Colossians chapter 2, verse 2.
哥罗西书第二章第二节。
This first phrase is my burden for this weekend.
这节是我这一周这个周末的信息的负担。
To the end that their hearts may be encouraged.
要叫他们的心得满足。
Being united together in love and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the full knowledge of the mystery of God.
要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11.
我们翻到希伯来书第六章第十一节。
But we desire earnestly that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end.
我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you that we can be together in this way.
主，我们感谢你，我们可以这样的方式聚集。
We thank you that your word is never limited.
我们感谢你的话是没有穷尽的。
We thank you that your words are spirit and life.
我们感谢你的话就是灵，就是生命。
We ask you tonight as we're together that you would release those words of spirit and life to the fifth through eighth graders and to us gathering in this meeting.
我们盼望你今天晚上就释放你的话，就释放你的灵，像这个五六年级的孩子，也像我们众人。
We pray for great anointing upon your word.
我们祷告，求主用膏油来膏你的话。
We cannot speak your word without your anointing.
我们无法说你的话，除非有你的圣灵。
We cannot hear your word without your anointing.
我们没有圣灵恩膏，我们也没办法听你的话。
And we're utterly dependent that the Holy Spirit would make your word do its effective work in us.
我们完全依靠圣灵来做，在我们里面做有效的工作。
Meet us as we share together these few days.
愿我们能够遇见你在这几天的交通当中。
Meet us in a special way.
遇见我们用特别的方式。
We pray for an open heaven.
我们祷告有一个敞开的天。
And we pray that your word would run and be glorified.
我们愿你的话能够进行并且能够得荣耀。
All these things we ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
这些事我们都是祷告，是奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, since the beginning of this year, I've been asking the Lord what he would have for this weekend, and the Lord seemed to make it very clear to me that this matter of divine assurance was what was on his heart for us. So tonight, I would like to speak on the necessity of divine assurance.
从今年开始，我就一直在主面前寻求，这个周末特会有神有什么话向，叫我说。 我现在心里边的负担就是有这个神圣的确据。
The burden that is on my heart has not to do with human assurance.
今天晚上我们交通了就是神圣确据的必要性，这个必要性不是从人来的。
There is that kind of assurance when our family and friends can make us feel better.
有这样一种确据。 从人的确据，我们的人家庭或者我们人会觉得更感觉更好。
And I'm not talking about that kind of assurance that comes from the government.
我也不是讨论这个从政府来的确据和保证。
I didn't know that until I was preparing for this message that there's a special group in the government.
我知道我在准备信息的时候，我才知道在政府里边有这样一个特别的团体。
It's called the Federal-Wide Assurance for Protection of Human Subjects.
它是叫联邦对这个人一种特别的目的的一种保证。
Did you know the federal government was in the assurance business?
你知道联邦政府是一个保证的组织吗？
I can hardly imagine.
我几乎不能想象。
This is not the kind of assurance that's on my heart.
这不是我们所要在我心里边的这个确据。
There's only one kind of assurance that'll make a difference in our life as individual Christians.
只有一种，在我们作为个人的基督徒来说，只有一种确据。
And there's only one kind of assurance that can make the difference in our life, in our corporate gathering as the Church of God.
只有一种确据是能够让我们在一起团体的聚集当中能够分别。
That is divine assurance.
这就是那个神圣的确据。
Assurance that comes from God himself.
这个确据是从神他自己那边来的。
That kind of assurance can change a life.
这样的确据可以改变人的生命。
That kind of assurance can take us through the most dark periods.
这样的确据可以带我们经过最艰难的、最黑暗的时刻。
That kind of assurance can transform us.
这样的确据可以改变我们。
It is the deepest.
这是最深的。
It is the highest.
也是最高的。
Of all assurances.
这在所有的确据保证当中是最高的。
It is eternal.
它也是到永远的。
It is everlasting.
它可以持续到永远。
And it comes from God himself.
从神他自己那边来的。
This thought I have for tonight is general.
我的想法是一个包括总括性的。
It is the necessity of divine assurance.
那就是那个神圣确据的必要性。
In our walk as the people of God, this is not an option.
当我们作为神的子民在行走的时候，这不是一个可选择的。
You can't live the Christian life without divine assurance.
我们不能过基督徒生活没有这个神圣的确据。
You can't serve the living God without divine assurance.
没有这个神圣的确据，我们也不能服侍神。
You can't walk in faith without divine assurance.
没有这个神圣的确据，我们也不能在信心中行生活。
And you'll never overcome without divine assurance.
没有这个神圣的确据，我们也永远不会得胜。
This is why this burden has been so deeply impressed upon me.
这就是为什么这个负担在我里面有如此深的地步。
As I've studied more and more of the Word of God, I have come to a conclusion.
当我越读越神的话的时候，我得到一个结论。
The Bible is a book filled with divine assurance.
圣经当中充满这个神圣的确据。
It makes us strong in the faith.
使我们在信心上得坚固。
It manifests us as the people that have the testimony of God.
它使我们显出我们是有神的见证。
And it makes the impossible possible.
它使不可能的成为可能。
That's how wonderful divine assurance is.
这个神圣的确据是何等的奇妙。
Tonight will be a general explanation.
好，我们今天晚上只是一般的来介绍。
In the next 2 days, we'll look at 3 specific divine assurances.
我们接下来三堂我们会看这个神圣确据的三个方面。
I have called these 3 astonishing realities.
我把这称为三个令人惊奇的事实。
One,
第一个
is God with us.
神与我们同在。
Can you imagine a more wonderful assurance than that?
你可以想象比这个有更奇妙的那个确据吗？
Where would we be without God with us?
没有神与我们同在，我们会去哪里呢？
There's another phrase that came to my heart.
有另外一节在我的里面，在我的心里。
The second divine assurance is God for us.
第二个神圣的确据是神帮助我们。
Not only is God with us, but God is for us.
不仅仅神与我们同在，并且神会帮助我们。
How wonderful that is.
这是何等的奇妙。
And not only that, I think of this assurance that goes beyond all of the other divine assurances.
不仅是如此，这个神圣的确据超过一切的确据。
It comes from this phrase.
有这样第三个这个节我的感动。
God in us.
就是神在我们里面。
Can you imagine anything more than that?
你可以想象有比这个更多的吗？
Brothers and sisters, this is the most heavenly assurance possible.
这是最属天的可能的这个确据。
All these things make the Christian life possible.
所有这些事情使我们基督徒的生活成为可能。
These 3 are the secrets of divine assurance.
这三点就是神圣确据的秘密。
Now tonight, I do want to focus upon the necessity of divine assurance.
今天晚上我就集中在这个神圣确据的必要性。
We'll look at 3 things.
我们看三件事。
First, the necessity of assurance.
第一个就是神圣确据的必要性。
Second, we'll look at another thing that the Bible teaches very clearly.
第二件事就是圣经告诉我们非常清楚的。
It is the full assurance.
那就是这个是完全的确据。
And third, we'll look at the result of this assurance.
第三个我们就看这个确据的结果。
And that is the testimony of assurance.
那就是确据的见证。
Something marvelous comes out of all this divine assurance.
从这个神圣确据当中产生一些非常奇妙的事。
In the end, we become a people of living testimony of God.
结果就是我们成为神那个活的见证。
The very expression of God is in our midst.
就是神他自己在我们中间表现出来。
This is the testimony of divine assurance.
这就是神圣确据的见证。
Let's look at the first point.
我们看第一点。
The necessity of assurance.
就是确据的必要性。
I always appreciate the book of Hebrews.
我总是很感激希伯来书。
I think you know that from my sharing in the past.
你们都知道，从我过去的分享当中知道这一点。
I always refer to the writer of the book of Hebrews as the anointed and anonymous writer.
我总是说这个希伯来书作者是一个受膏的，但是是不知道名字的。
I know there are those who believe they know who it was.
我知道可能当中有些人知道这个，知道是谁。
I'm not so spiritual. I'll gladly confess, I don't know.
我没有那么属灵，所以我承认我不知道。
And it seems to me that this one thing I do know about this one is he was anointed.
只有一件事我可以确据的，他就是那个受膏的。
And in his anointing, he gave a deep understanding of divine assurance.
在他的膏油当中，他给我们一个，这个解释什么是神圣的确据。
You remember how this letter was written to a specific group.
你记得这卷书是写给一个特别的群体的。
It was written to Hebrew believers, Hebrew Christians.
它是写给希伯来基督徒的。
That were failing because they were turning from this divine necessity back to the shadows and away from reality.
他们有一个转回去，从神圣的确据当中，他们转回到那个黑暗的时刻。
You remember how that writer appealed to them again and again.
你一个记得这个作者是如何的一次一次重复的来提醒这些人。
With many warnings,
有许多的警告，
and with many encouragements,
也有许多的鼓励。
He would say lest as he warned them.
他说这个不要这样，就是警告。
He would say let us as he encouraged them.
让说我们这样子做，他来鼓励他们。
He was encouraging them with a divine assurance.
他用这个神圣的确据来鼓励他们。
He was warning them against that fatal disease of unbelief.
他们警告他们有这样这个致命的不信的恶心。
Listen to what it says in Hebrews 3, verse 12.
从我们看这个希伯来书第12章。
See, brethren, lest there be in any of you a wicked heart of unbelief.In turning away from the living God.
我们 I'm sorry.
三章十二节。
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间有或有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
Did I give you the wrong verse, Brother Ben Lu?
No, it's correct.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Think of those strong words, lest there be in any of you a wicked heart of unbelief.
你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
Turning from the living God.
从永生神当中离弃。
What a strong rebuke that is.
这是一个很严重的警告。
The fatal disease of the sin of unbelief is horrible.
这个致命的不信的恶心是非常的可怕的。
It's the deadliest cancer you can get.
这是致死的这个癌症你可以得到的。
It'll eat the very life out of you.
它会把你的生命给吞吃。
That's what he was warning these Hebrew Christians about.
这就是他来警告那些希伯来基督徒。
Is there a cure for this disease?
这种疾病有办法医治吗？
Is there a vaccine for this pandemic?
这个对，就像这个现在的 pandemic 有没有疫苗呢？
Thank God there is.
感谢神有这样的疫苗。
The Lord never leaves us without encouragement.
主从永远不会离开我们，不会不给我们鼓励。
The Bible never leaves us without hope.
圣经永远不会使我们失去信心。
That sure cure is the necessity of divine assurance.
这个治疗的方法就是那个神圣的确据。
You know, when I make an emphasis about that word, the necessity.
当我强调这个必要性的时候。
It's on purpose.
这是有目的的。
Sometimes we say things are important.
有的时候我们会说这个事情很重要。
But do we say they're a necessity?
我们有没有说到必要性呢？
You remember when Paul was explaining about the gospel and the preaching of the gospel.
记得当保罗他传福音的时候。
In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 16.
在哥林多前书第九章16节。
He said, for a necessity is laid upon me.
我传福音是不得已的。
For it is woe to me if I should not. Announce the glad tidings.
若不传福音，我便有祸了。
This is what we need, brothers and sisters.
这就是我们所需要的，弟兄姐妹们。
We need to know the depth of divine assurance.
我们需要知道这个神圣确据的深入性。
If we do, we will not have a wicked heart of unbelief.
如果是这样的话，我们就不会有这个不信的恶心。
And if we do, we will not turn from the living God.
如果我们有的话，我们就不会离弃永生神。
Look at Hebrews 11 verse 1 again.
我们再看希伯来书第十一章第一节。
Again, I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible.
我再次是从那个美国新标准版来读。
Now faith.Is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Darby in his version, as you know, many of you know, I use the Darby version.
你也知道我是常常用这个达比版本的圣经。
Instead of using this word assurance.He used the word substantiating.
他达比没有用这个 assurance 这个词，他用了另外一个 substantiation.
But in his notes, he makes it clear that it's or assurance.
但是他的笔记里边，非常清楚的指明这就是确据。
The old authorized version, the King James version, uses substance.
这个在钦定版的圣经当中用的是另外一个词。
It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
No one as a believer questions the importance of faith in the Christian life.
没有人怀疑这个在基督生活当中的信心。
But this whole chapter of Hebrews 11 is devoted to faith that is based on divine assurance.
但是整个希伯来书十一章都是基于这个神圣的确据。
It's clear Hebrews 11 is about faith.
非常清楚，希伯来十一章是讲到信心。
It tells us in verse 6 a very important thing.
在第六节给我们讲到一个非常重要的事。
Tells us, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that draws near to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who seek him out.
说到人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
How important is this matter of faith?
这个是信心是何等重要的。
Without faith, there's no Christian life.
没有信心的话，就没有基督徒的生活。
Without faith, you can't know God.
没有信心，我们就没办法认识神。
Without faith, you can't walk before Him.
没有信心，我们就不能在他面前生活。
But this.What the writer, the anointed, and the anonymous writer is talking about is faith that is based on divine assurance.
但是这个希伯来书作者就是那个受膏的匿名的，他就是讲到信心就是基于那个神圣的确据。
In other words, it's not your faith, and it's not my faith.
换句话说，就不是我的信心，也不是你的信心。
It's something that he puts in us of divine assurance that makes our faith come alive.
啊，就是有一些东西它放在我们中间，那个神圣的确据使我们的信心变活了。
And when that faith, inspired by divine assurance, makes us come alive, then we can know the living God.
啊，这个神圣的确据是使我们活了，我们可以认识神。
The Hebrews were going back to traditions and shadows and types, and they were turning away from the very thing that was their ultimate hope.
啊，这些希伯来基督徒他就已经回转，他们回到传统当中去，离开了那个永生的神。
You know what the importance of faith is?
你知道这个信心的重要性是什么吗？
You remember that little minor prophet Habakkuk?
你知道那个小先知哈巴谷吗？
You remember what God told Habakkuk?
你知道神向哈巴谷说什么吗？
In chapter 2 verse 4,
在第二章第四节哈巴谷书，
He said, write the vision.
他说要要把这个意象写下来。
And then what he said is the just shall live by faith.
然后他就写到义人因信得生。
Brothers and sisters, make sure you understand this necessity of divine assurance.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要确保我们能够知道这个神圣的确据。
This is not faith that we can stir up in ourselves, work up in ourselves, work ourselves into a frenzy to believe.
这个不是我们自己可以努力让这个信心能够得着的。
But it's far deeper than that.
这是比这个深得多的。
God puts in our being divine assurance.
神把这个神圣的确据放在我们里面。
And faith comes alive.
信心使他活起来。
It's like this spring when all of my daffodils came to life.
这就是那个泉水使我的那个 daffodil 那个花都活了。
The sun shone upon those daffodils, its brilliant rays.
这个太阳使这些花非常的漂亮。
And these yellow daffodils all stood in attention to the God of glory.
这些黄的达芬迪尔就像来这个充满神的荣耀一样。
That's the necessity of divine assurance.
这就是神圣确据的必要性。
Had he not shone upon us, we would never have faith.
如果这个没有显在我们身上，我们就永远不会有信心。
You know, that verse in Habakkuk 2 verse 4 is so important, it's quoted three times in the New Testament.
你知道这一节哈巴谷书第二章第四节，义人因信得生非常重要，在新约里边出现了三次。
In one sense, we can safely say it's the theme of the New Testament.
在一个方面我们可以说这就是新约的一个主线主题。
The just shall live by faith.
义人因信得生。
Paul quoted it in Romans 1:17.
保罗在罗马书第一章十七节他引用了。
Paul quoted it in Galatians 3 verse 11.
保罗同样在加拉太书三章十一节当中也引用了。
And this anonymous and anointed writer of Hebrews quoted it in Hebrews 10 verse 38.
同样这个希伯来书的受膏的不没有名字的作者同样在第十章三十八节当中同样引用了。
Faith is 253 times in the English Bible.
在英文版的圣经当中信心提到了253次。
Faith is 32 times in Hebrews, pardon me, 253 times in the New Testament.
信心在新约当中提到253次。
And 32 times in Hebrew.
光希伯来书就信心就提到了32次。
What is faith?
信心是什么呢？
Is it our strong belief in God?
这就是我们就是完强烈的相信神。
It is the assurance of things hoped for.
这就是我们所见之事的实底。
The conviction of things not seen.
未见之事的确据。
This is the key to understanding what faith is.
这就是那个理解信心的钥匙。
It's not just believing something until it happens.
这不是相信一些事情直到它们发生。
It's being assured of it with every fiber of your spiritual being.
而是确信相信它，用我们每一个这个纤维来相信。
You know it's true because you have divine assurance.
我们知道这是真实的因为我们有那个神圣的确据。
Divine assurance defines faith.
神圣的确据定义这个信心。
Now I like what William Newell said about Hebrews 11 verse 1.
我这个很喜欢一个叫 William Newell 的弟兄，他如何定义这个希伯来书十一章第一节。
William Newell had this wonderful commentary on Romans.
他有对罗马书有一个很好的注解。
If you don't have it, you should get it.
如果你没有的话，建议你去看一看。
And he has this wonderful commentary on Hebrews.
他对希伯来书也有很好的注解。
He said the boldest thing about this verse in Hebrews 11 verse 1.
他说了一个很大胆的关于希伯来书十一章第一节的这个注解。
He said this is a definition. And a description.
他说这是一个定义，也是一个描述。
Not only did he say it,
他不仅这样说，
he wrote it in all capital letters.
他写下来用大写的，全部用大写。
As if he was shouting it from the rooftops.
就好像他在房顶上大叫。
I used to believe there's no real definition of faith.
我过去以为没有对信心没有确定的定义。
I have come to believe otherwise.
我只有不论怎样我就相信。
Faith is the assurance.
信心就是那个确据。
What a difference that makes.
这是有多大的区别啊。
It couldn't be clearer.
它不能再清楚了。
It's not like the assurance.
这不是像确据。
It's not similar to assurance.
这不是类似于确据。
Faith is the assurance.
信心就是那个确据。
It is something given by God and not from ourselves.
这是从神来的，不是从我们自己来的。
It is that strong believing, that strong encouragement that comes from assurance.
这是从确据当中来的确定的信心。
It is that immovable conviction placed in us by God through divine assurance.
这是从神那边来的一个确实的证据在我们的里面。
Paul says the strangest thing about faith.
保罗讲到这个信心的一个非常特别的奇怪的事。
When he shared the secret of his life,In Galatians 2:20, he shared the secret of faith.
当他在加拉太书二章二十节里边，他讲到那个信心的秘密。
He said, "I am crucified with Christ, and no longer live I, but Christ lives in me." That was his secret.
他说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着已经不再是我，而是基督在我里面活着。这就是那个信心的秘密。
But in that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, he said.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因神儿子的信心而活。
But listen to what the Apostle Paul said.
听这个保罗是如何说的。
The faith of the Son of God, who has loved me and given himself for me.
这个神的儿子是爱我，为我舍己。
It wasn't even Paul's faith
这不是保罗的信心。
God had done a miracle in this man.
神在这个保罗身上做了一个奇妙的工作。
It says in that first chapter of Galatians, God was pleased to reveal his son in me.
在加拉太书里边提到，神乐意将他的儿子启示出来。
It says in this second chapter of Galatians, the secret of how he lives in me.
在加拉太书第二章提到这个秘诀就是神在他里面生活。
He makes it abundant clear, it's not my faith at all.
就做了非常清楚的解释，就不是我的信心。
But it's the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me.
这就是神儿子的信心，他是爱我，为我舍己。How
wonderful that is.
啊，这是何等的奇妙。
That is the necessity of assurance.
这就是那个确据的必要性。
It is faith, it's not our own.
啊，信心不是我们自己的。It
is the faith that comes from God himself.
这就是这个信心是从神那边来的。All
because he puts in us his divine assurance.
这都是因为他把那个神圣的确据放在我们里面。I
like to put it like this.
我想这样讲。Faith
and assurance are the conjoined twins that can never be separated.
信心和确据是孪生兄弟，是不能分开的。These
two go together.
这两个是在一起的。
It's absolutely important we understand it.
我们要理解它，这是非常重要的。Another
thing this verse tells us is that faith is not feeling or hoping or wishful thinking.
就另一件事就是讲到信心不是我们的感觉，也不是只是盼望。I
do have a complaint about Christians, by the way, brothers and sisters.
我确实对这个基督徒有些抱怨。I
hope you don't mind a speaker coming and complaining a little bit about brothers and sisters.
我希望你们不要介意这个讲员对有些抱怨。But
I often hear brothers and sisters, particularly when they're giving testimony.
我就常常特别是一些弟兄姐妹在做见证的时候。
They say this over and over again.
他们常常的一次次这样说。They
say, I feel this.
他们说我感觉这样。I
feel this very strongly.
我有这样强烈的感觉。I
feel like the Lord is speaking to us.
我感觉是神在向我们说话。Faith
has nothing to do with feeling.
信心和感觉没有任何关系。I
wish we as believers would stop using that expression.
我们希望作为我们信徒不要再这样讲这个感觉。Faith
has altogether to deal with divine assurance.
信心在一起就是跟要讲和这个神圣的确据有关系。This
first verse goes on to say, this faith based on assurance is real substance.
这希伯来书十一章第一节讲到信心这个神圣的确据是这个。This
is substance.
这是一个实底。This
is substantive.
这是一个可见的。
I don't know if you've ever heard anybody use the expression, they say, there's no substance in it.
你是不是听说过有这样没有确实的、没有实体这件事情？
Lawyers and politicians love to use that expression.
律师和政治家喜欢用这样的说法。
They usually mean the allegations that you're bringing against me are altogether false.
他们就是说你所带来的这些的讲论都是空的，都是错的。
And you've heard that expression when he talks about a person saying there's no substance in them.
有没有听到说这样说这个没有这样确据的。
It means they're fake, they're false, they're a shell of a person. There's no reality in them.
这就是说他们是错的，没有实际的。
But assurance makes faith substance.
但是这个确据使信心成为是有确据的。That's
how important it is.
这是何等重要的。
It goes on to say in verse 1, it's the conviction of things not seen.
他继续说，这是是未见之事的确据。
Faith based on divine assurance is the strongest conviction.
信心基于这个神圣确据的是一个非常确定的一个确据。
Sometimes when we're trying to make a point, we use that phrase, this is my strongest conviction.
我们常常这样说，这是我最强烈的这个确据。
But faith based on assurance is the strongest.Conviction.
信心基于这个神圣确据的，就是一个最强烈的确定。
As a matter of fact, I like the King James version here because instead of conviction, it uses that word evidence.
我喜欢用钦定版的圣经，因为它用了这个词是这个 evidence.
It's the evidence of things not seen.
中文翻译就是未见之事的确据。
In the court of law, everything is settled based on evidence.
在法律上，所有的事情都是基于这个证据的。
Without evidence, you can't even have a case.
没有证据的话，根本就不会有案件。
It's not based on feelings.
这不是基于感觉。
Or thoughts.
或者是想法。
Or wishes.
或者是希望。
It's altogether based on evidence.
这些都是基于证据的。
Can you imagine the judge turning to the plaintiff and saying, "How do you feel?"
你们会想象这个法官问这个原告，你感觉如何？
It's not relevant.
这一点关系都没有的。
When it comes to divine assurance, the only thing that's relevant is the divine evidence.
讲到这个神圣确据的时候，只有一件事情有关的，那就是神圣的证据。
It is irrefutable evidence.
这是无法拒绝的证据。
It is rock solid evidence.
这是像磐石一样坚固的证据。
It's indisputable.
这是不可争辩的。
It's undeniable.
这是无可否定的，不能否定的。
It's unquestionable.
这是毫无疑问的。
It's incontrovertible.
这是不可争辩的。
And it's unassailable.
这是不能讨论的，不需要讨论的。
That is the necessity of assurance.
这就是确据的必要性。
You know, in the court of law, we have a standard here in the U.S.
在这个法律上，在美国有这样的标准。
It is beyond a reasonable doubt.
这就是超过那个可合理的这个怀疑上。
In other words, you can have a reasonable doubt, and that's okay.
就是在你有一个合理的怀疑，这是可以的。
But brothers and sisters, what's so precious about divine assurance is that it erases all doubt.
就是说弟兄姐妹们，这个做神圣确据的宝贵性，它消除了一切的怀疑。
I think this is tremendous.
这是非常的奇妙，超惊人。
I hope you don't think I'm exaggerating.
我希望你不要认为我在夸大。
This is the power of divine assurance.
这就是神圣确据的那个能力。
The evidence, it goes on to say, of things not seen.
证据是讲到事情还没有看到的。
Now, you know, our seeing is our keenest of all senses.
你知道我们的视觉是我们的所有感觉当中最敏锐的。
As a matter of fact, Cicero, that famous philosopher.
实际上这个西塞罗这个哲学家。
That Roman statesman.
在那个罗马时代的。
That lawyer.
他是一个律师。
He said the keenest of all our senses is seeing.
他说这个我们感觉当中最敏锐的就是视觉。
But how wonderful this statement is in Hebrews 11 verse 1.
这个希伯来书十一章第一节是多么的奇妙。
The evidence of things not seen.
就是讲到未见之事的确据。
You remember the story about the doubting Thomas in John 20.
你记得这个汤马斯的他的一个怀疑。
When the Lord appeared after his resurrection to the disciples, you remember the story.
你记得当主耶稣复活以后向多马显现的时候。
And because Thomas wouldn't believe, he said, come here, Thomas.
主说到我这边来,托马。
I think it's verse 28 and verse 29 of chapter 20.
在28章29节。
He said, take your finger, Thomas, and put it in my hand.
他说你把你的指头, 放在我的手里面。
And he said, take your hand, Thomas, and put it in my side.
把你的手放在我的身边。
And then Thomas believed.
然后多马就相信了。
And you remember what the Lord Jesus said.
你记得主耶稣如何说的?
Powerful words of assurance.
这个有非常有能力的。
You believe because you see.
你眼见为实。
Blessed is he who does not see and believe.
您看见了我就信, 那没有看见就信的有福了。
The evidence of things not seen.
未见之事的确据。
There's an old saying that we sometimes use, seeing is believing.
我们常常就是有这样说法, 就是眼见为实。
Is not true when it comes to assurance.
当讲到这个确据的时候, 就不是这样的。
Assurance is sight, far greater than just our physical sight.
这个确据, 是一个视觉,但是远远超过我们眼睛所能看见的。
You may see something with your eyes, but you don't have it.
你可以看到一些事情,但是并不是真实有。
But once you see it from divine assurance, you have it.
但是如果你从神圣确据当中看到的话,你就有了。
It's yours.
这就是成为你的了。
Nobody can take it away.
没有人可以拿走。
This is the necessity of assurance.
这就是那个确据的必要性。
I remember even Elvis Presley had a song, Seeing is Believing.
甚至有一个弟兄就有这样一首歌, 就是眼见为实。
It was on an album he did about God, believe it or not.
信不信由你, 这首诗是讲到在他的 关于神的一个讲一集。It
was one of his spiritual albums.
这还是说是属灵的那个诗集。Called
He Touched Me.
他就叫做他感动了我。
Now, I don't want it to be in Elvis Presley, but Elvis Presley is nothing a believer should look up to.
但是这个人并不是我们信主人应该去看的。
I'll never forget. I was saved in an Assemblies of God church in my last semester of college.
我曾经在我大学最后一年还在某个集会当中唱过这个歌。
In that Assemblies of God pastor, he was a dear man of God who loved young people.
他是这个教会的牧师,他喜爱年轻人。
And he told a story about Elvis Presley.
他给我讲到这个弟兄的一个故事。
He said, in all of his horrible life,
在他的这个一生可怕的一生当中,
he would come down to the altar and weep and pray and seek the Lord. And this dear man said, I prayed with him numerous times.
他说他来到神的祭坛前哭, 然后他也跟他一起祷告过。
But regardless of what Elvis said, seeing is believing is not assurance.
但是无论如何, 眼见为实不是那个确据。
It means you need to see something before you can accept it is really, that it exists or even occurs.
就是说你必须要看见这东西,你才能够相信它是真的。
What is the difference between that and divine assurance?
这个和这个神圣确据的区别在哪里呢?
There's a wonderful phrase in the epistles of John.
在那个约翰的书信当中有一个很好的。
It occurs 9 times in the epistles of John the Apostle.
在这个约翰福音当中出现了9次。
And it's this phrase, two words, we know.
就是这个词我们知道。
If you haven't discovered that phrase in John's epistles, please look at John's epistles, particularly 1 John.
特别是在约翰一书里边，我们要注意这个词，我们知道。
This is the secret of assurance.
这就是那个确据的秘密。We
know.
我们知道。It's
evidence.
这就是证据。It's
substance.
就是那个实底。You
cannot take it away from us.
你不能从我们当中拿走。
It's more than what we see with our eyes because we know it in our spirit.
这个超过我们眼睛所能看到的, 因为我们知道这个在我们的灵里。
1 John 3:2 says this.
在约翰一书3章2节, 这样讲到,
Beloved, now we are children of God.
亲爱的弟兄啊, 我们现在是神的儿女。
And what we shall be has not yet been manifested.
将来如何还未显明。
And then he gives these powerful words of assurance.
然后他讲到这个, 非常有能力的, 这个确据。
We know.
我们知道。
We know.
我们知道。
When it is manifested, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is.
我们知道如果 知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。Thank
God for these two words, we know.
感谢神，就为了这两个字，我们知道。1
Corinthians 3:12 says this.
哥林多前书第3章12节这样讲。For
now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known?
Is that 1 Corinthians
3:12?
1 Corinthians
3:12. If I wrote it down wrong, if I didn't, I apologize. Does that not sound right? No, it isn't right, is it? My apologies. I wrote down the wrong verse. We know is the secret.
我们知道这是一个确据.
We know is the assurance.
我们知道这是一个确据，也是个秘密.
I remember when I visited the saints in the Netherlands a couple times.
我记得我去荷兰访问圣徒的时候。
I don't know if you know anything about the Netherlands.
我不知道你们知不知道荷兰。
There's dear brothers and sisters that we know in the eastern part of the Netherlands near Germany.
在那个靠近荷兰东部靠近德国的地方有一些很可爱的弟兄姐妹们。
It's a little town called Twello.
有个小镇叫Twello。
And we have quite a relationship with them in Richmond.
跟我们, Richmond弟兄姐妹有很好的关系。
And I knew nothing about religion in the Netherlands the first time I went.
我不懂得这个, 荷兰的宗教, 直到我第一次去了。
Netherlands has state religion.
荷兰有国教。
It is extreme Calvinism.
它是那种极端的加尔文主义。
It's extreme predestination.
它好像就是特别的预定的。And
they told me the most remarkable thing when I was there the first time.
我在第一次那边，他告诉我一个特别奇妙的事。That
brother, that leading brother who's doing such a work there told me this.
这个负责弟兄告诉我。
He said, you know, they can't actually have the assurance of salvation.
你知道吗? 我们不能有这个救恩的确据。
Because they believe if they have the assurance of salvation, it's pride.
他们因为相信如果你有救恩的确定的话，你就会骄傲。
I couldn't believe it.
我不敢相信。
I said, can this be true for a believer not to have assurance?
这可能吗？这会是真的吗？信徒没有确据。
And I remember that night with some from the state church. We were out by a field of cows.
那天晚上我们跟一些从国教里边来弟兄姐妹有一些那个牛在一起。
Just a bunch of us, just a bunch of men out there.
只有一些人在一起。
And as we shared the word of God, those ones began to weep.
当我们在一起交通神的话的时候，那些人开始哭了。
Some began to confess.
一些人开始认罪。
Some began to have breakthroughs.
一些人开始这个痛哭。
And for the first time, they had real assurance.
好像他们第一次有这样确据。
Not assurance that comes from the state church.
这个不是从国教教会当中来的确据。
Not assurance that comes from their religious teaching.
不是从他们宗教的教导当中来的这个确据。
But assurance that comes from God himself.
就是从神他自己来的这个确据。
I'll never forget that evening in the pasture.
我不会忘记在那个草地上的那个晚上。
It made me realize that God can give all of us this deepest assurance.
让我意识到神可以给我们每一个人有这样一个最深的确据。
With divine assurance, believing is seeing.
因为有这个神圣的确据，眼见才能够成为真的。
Listen to what it says in 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9.
让我们看一下约翰一书第一章八到第九节。
Whom having not seen ye love, on whom though not now looking, but believing, you exult with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
How wonderful that is！
都是非常的奇妙的。
Whom having not seen you love，
你们没有见过他，却是爱他。
Honor him。Although not now looking, but believing, you exalt.
虽不得见看见，却因信他有说不出来满有荣光大喜乐。
With joy unspeakable and full of glory.
满有荣光的大喜乐。
When I grew up, I was very interested in magic.
当我长大的时候，我非常对魔术非常有兴趣。
I was not a Christian.
我不是基督徒。
And I remember writing papers on Houdini. I was very caught up in this idea of magic.
当我就对这个魔术真的非常的有兴趣那时候。
I don't know if you understand this about magic, but it's total deception.
我不知道你是理解这个魔术，它非常是一种奇幻的。
You think you see something, but you don't really see it. It's not real.
你以为你看到了，但其实你没有看到，它就不是真的。
It's sleight of hand.
它是有这个手在做动作。
It's illusion.
它只是一个幻觉。
It's deception.
有点这种欺骗性的。
I hate to tell you, but they don't really saw the lady in half in the box.
你就是不敢相信这个女士在脖子里在盒子里面被切开。
You made to believe it.
你就不得不相信。
Thank God, our God is not this divine magician who tricks us into believing.
我感谢神，不是神不是那个神圣的魔术师， 魔术师来欺骗我们。
Instead, he puts within us those highest assurances, and they transform us from the inside out, even when we don't see.
感谢神用他这个神圣的确据，使我们从里边往外改变，即使我们没有看见。
This is the necessity of divine assurance.
这就是那个神圣确据的必要性。
Now let's go to the second point.
让我们来讲第二点。
The second point is not only is there the necessity of divine assurance, with God there is full assurance.
不仅是讲到神圣确据必要性，讲到在神那边是有完全的确据。
It's not limited divine assurance, it is full divine assurance.
这个不是有限的确据，这是无限的确据。
That's the word assurance primarily occurs in the New Testament.
这个确据这个词主要是在出现在新约当中。
It only occurs in the King James Version twice in the Old Testament.
在这个钦定版的圣经当中，在旧约当中只出现过两次。
The first occasion is very negative.
第一次出现是非常负面的。
It is not divine assurance we're talking about.
这个不是我们讲的那个神圣的确据。
It basically says in Deuteronomy 28 verse 66 that you shall have none assurance of your life.
这讲到申命记的28章66节。
How negative that is.
是讲到一个这个负面的情况。
But the second occasion of this word assurance in the Old Testament is wonderful indeed.
在第二次在旧约当中出现的话就是非常的美好的。
It's in Isaiah 32 verse 17.
在以赛亚书32章17节。
And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever.
公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。
This is all about the coming king.
这是讲到那个将要来的王。
This is all about the one who becomes to us a hiding place.
这就讲到那个要来的，成为我们的这个藏身之处。
This is all about the one, as it says in Isaiah 32, that is water.In a brooks of water in a dry place.
就讲到那个将要来的是在干渴之地的这个河流。
This is all about the one who is the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land.
就是在干渴之地的那个阴影下的这个巨石。
This is pointing to the day of the new covenant.
就是指向那个新约的日子。
That's when we discover what full assurance really is.
这就是我们发现这个神圣确据到底是什么。
In the New Testament, there's several verses.
在新约当中有很多出现的。
Acts verse chapter 17 verse 31 says this.
使徒行传17章的31节。
Because he hath appointed a day in which he shall judge the world in righteousness.By that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
In that he has raised him from the dead.
就是叫他从死里复活。
How in his resurrection, in his death, in his burial, in his resurrection, he gives the highest assurance to all who believe.
叫他从他的埋葬，从死里复活，给万人做这个可信的凭据。
How wonderful that is.
这个是多么的奇妙。
In Colossians 2 verse 2 is another verse.
在加拉太书二章第二节。第二节又另外讲到。
This is a verse we read at the beginning.
这是我们一开始时候读过的。
To the end that your hearts may be encouraged, being united together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the full knowledge of the mystery of God.
是哥罗西书第二章第二节，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督。
This is God's doing.
这就是神在做工。
He wants us to all be encouraged.
他要让我们都得鼓励。
And the way he encourages us is with the riches of the full assurance of understanding.
他是这样鼓励我们，他叫我们丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心。
And this full assurance brings us into the full knowledge of the mystery of God.
这个充足的信心就使我们能够真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
This is God's purpose.
这就是神的目的。
This is God's eternal purpose.
这就是神永远的旨意。
If it were not for divine assurance, that full assurance, the riches of his full assurance, you would never understand the eternal purpose of God.
如果没有这个神圣的确据的话，我们就没有办法啊，真正理解神永远的旨意。
But this phrase, full assurance, then becomes the key to all the verses, the rest of the verses in the New Testament.
所以这个神圣的确据就成为那个钥匙，理解啊新约所有其他的地方。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5 says this.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第五节这样讲。
For our glad tidings were not with you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, even as you know what we were among you for your sakes.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心，正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
Not only is it to the riches of the full assurance of understanding,
不仅是在乎有这样充足的信心，
it's much assurance.
这是讲到更多的信心。
Thank God his assurance is not just some assurance.
感谢主，他这个确据不是一点点的确据。
Not a little assurance.
不是那么一点点的。
Not even a lot of assurance.
不仅仅是那么很轻的一点。
It's full assurance.
那个是完全的，全备的。
Now, can you get any more than full?
你可以比这个完全更多吗？
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
Hebrews 6 verse 11 continues that theme.
希伯来书六章十一节继续这样讲。
But we desire earnestly that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end.
我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
Brothers and sisters, this full assurance is able to take us all the way to the end.
弟兄姐妹们，这个充足的信心可以使我们一直走到底。
It won't ever run out.
永远不会穷尽。
It's not like your gas tank you're worried about now. It won't ever run out.
就不像我们这个汽车的油缸永远不会
停止。It'll take you to the end.
它会带我们到这个尽头。
And then, lastly, in Hebrews 10:22, it says this.
在希伯来书十章二十二节讲。
You know this verse very well.
我们都很熟悉这个经节。
It's one of those strong encouragements in the book of Hebrews.
这是一个很强烈的在希伯来书当中的鼓励。
It says, let us approach with a true heart. How? In full assurance of faith.
他就说当我们当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
That's the secret, brothers and sisters.
这就是那个秘密.
That is the necessity of divine assurance.
这就是神圣确据的必要性.
What does the New Testament then reveal about assurance?
在新约是如何显明这个确据的呢?
Not only is it divine assurance from God to us,
不仅仅是这个从神那边来给我们的神圣的确据,
but this assurance is full assurance.
而且这个确据是完全的确据.
The phrase, the full assurance of faith, captures the inexhaustible riches of that assurance that we have in Christ Jesus.
这个完全确据就讲到我们从在基督里边有不会穷尽的那个确据.
This assurance is so full that we can be fully convinced.
这个确据是非常的充足，使我们能够完全的有确据.
This is the outcome of divine assurance.
这就是那个神圣确据的结果.
I don't know if you remember the messages I last shared in 2019 there.
你们不知道你们是不是还记得我2019年所分享的?
It was from this New Testament phrase, fully persuaded.
就是在新约里面讲到我们确信.
This was Abraham's secret.
这是亚伯拉罕的秘密.
The assurance that he received from God made him fully persuaded.
在他从神那边得到的这个确据，使他完全的相信。
Romans 4:21 says this.
罗马书4章21节这样讲。
And being fully persuaded that what he promised, he was also able to do.
且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
And then it tells us another part of the secret.
然后他又告诉我们秘密的另外一部分。
It wasn't for Abraham alone.
这不仅仅是只为了亚伯拉罕。
Because when you read in Romans 4:23, it says, Now it was not written for his sake alone, but for ours also.
当我们读到罗马书4章23节、24节，他说， 算为他意的这句话，不是单为他写的，也是为我们。
The whole outcome of divine assurance is that you would be fully persuaded.
所以这个神圣确据的结果就是我们都会满心相信。
It's to be our secret.
这会成为我们的秘诀。
Romans 14 verse 5, the Apostle Paul said, Let every man be fully persuaded. In his own mind.
所以罗马书14章第5节讲到，个人心里要意见坚定。
And do you remember what he said to Timothy, his beloved son in the faith?
你们记得还保罗如何对提摩太他所心爱的儿子这样说的。
This is in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14.
在提摩太后书第3章14节。
He said, thou hast been fully persuaded.
说你所学习的确信的存在心里。
Brothers and sisters, this is what full assurance can do.
这就是那个完全的确据所可以做的。
This is how wonderfully powerful it is.
这是何等奇妙的有能力的。
You remember the Apostle Paul used that phrase, I am persuaded.
你记得保罗所说的，我满心相信。
He used it when he wrote to the Philippian believer.
他用这个来写给他腓立比的弟兄姐妹们。
He said, I am persuaded that he who began in me a good work will complete it unto that day.
我满心相信那在我心里动了善功的，必成全那事，直到那日。
Now, I don't know what you call that, but I call that divine assurance.
我不知道你如何认为，我认为这个是神圣的确据。
And then think of Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 38 and 39.
我们再看罗马书第8章的38和39节。
This is Paul's great closing argument in that first section of the letter to the Romans.
这就是保罗在这个总结当中，在总结当中非常大的一个总结。
And this was his incomparable conclusion.
这是一个非常好的完全的总结。
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
The overwhelming, abundant, full assurance is able to make you and me fully persuaded.
这个完全的、充足的、这个神圣的确据使我们能够满心的相信。
Now let's look at the last point.
让我们看这个最后一点。
It is the testimony of assurance.
就是确据的见证。
It is only as we have an understanding of the necessity of assurance and full assurance that we can understand Hebrews chapter 11.
只有当我们理解这个确据的必要性和这个完全确据之后，我们才可以理解希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11 doesn't just give us a definition and a description.
希伯来书十一章不仅仅是给我们一个定义和一个说明。
Hebrews 11 gives us a demonstration of the power of divine assurance in the lives of the people of God.
希伯来书第一章把这个神圣确据，它表现在这些从这个人身上能够显明出来。
It was the testimony of their life.
就从他们，这是他们生活的一个见证。
The divine assurance resulted in them having a living testimony.
这个神圣的确据使他们有这样一个活的见证。
A testimony of God expressed in a people.
神的见证在人的心上表现出来。
Chapter 11 verse 2 says this.
希伯来书十一章第二节这样说。
For in the power of this, the elders have obtained testimony.
古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
And then when you read what their testimony was throughout these chapters, you see those glorious two words, by faith.
当我们读到这些后面很多人见证的时候，我们看到两个词就是因着信。
Now remember, before you read this and think it's their faith.
所以记得我们读的时候看到他们不是他们的信心。
Remember what we've labored about to try to convince one another that it's that faith that comes from divine assurance.
我们需要彼此的提醒，这个信心是从那个神圣的确据来的。
But by this most powerful divine assurance, they did great exploits.
因为这个非常好的这个神圣的确据，他们有非常好的见证。
Over and over, we read about those heroes of the faith in Israel.
我们一次一次的读到这些信心伟人在以色列的。
I know we're getting short on time, so let me just give you a few examples.
让我们来讲一些的例子。
Verse 4.
第四节。
By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained testimony of being righteous, God bearing testimony of his gifts, and by it having died, he yet speaks.
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指着他礼物做的见证，他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
Look at verse 5.
第五节。
By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he has the testimony that he please God.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了，只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
You read it again and again with Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Jacob and Esau.
你继续读下去了，就看到亚伯拉罕、撒拉、以撒、雅各等等。
And Moses, and it goes on and on.
And 摩西还有更多的人。
But then you read the most remarkable thing.
然后你读到那个最奇妙的最奇妙的事。
In all those heroes of Israel, their testimony, their living testimony, was assurance transformed them, and they could live by faith.
所有这些以色列的英雄都是他们有这样活的见证，都是因着这个神圣的确据改变了他们。
But there's one that's mentioned in this chapter that's not one of those heroes of Israel.
当中有一个不是这个以色列的英雄。
In verse 31, it says, "By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with the unbelieving, having received the spies in peace."
就是三十一节讲到妓女拉合因着信曾和和平平的接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。
How wonderful it is, I think, for the writer, the anonymous and anointed writer of Hebrews, to include Rahab the harlot in this great list.
所以何等奇妙，这个希伯来书作者把妓女拉合放在这些信心的伟人当中。
Brothers and sisters, you don't realize how much that encourages me.
你还没有，可能没有意识到这些东西曾经如何的激励我。
This divine assurance that creates a testimony, a living testimony of a life by faith can be known by anybody.
这些神圣的见证神圣的确据产生了这些活的见证是没有办法可以想象的。
Even Rahab the harlot.
即使这个妓女拉合。
Isn't that great encouragement?
这个难道不是一个很大的鼓励吗？
It ends by saying, well, it begins in chapter 11, verse 2, by saying, for the elders have obtained testimony.
从这个第二节开始讲到古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
By this they have obtained testimony.
在这个上点他们得了美好的证据。
The assurance of faith.
就是信心的确据。
It closes, his whole thought is consistent. In verse 39, it says, and these all having obtained testimony.
所以这39节有一个总结，就是说这些人都是因信得了美好的证据。
This is the opening and the closing result.
这就是那个开始和结束的这个结果。
Newell said this when he was describing this faith.
这个纽尔弟兄他是这样子来描述的，讲到信心。
This faith that is assurance.
信心就是那个确据。
Hoping for something is not faith. Faith says, I have it.
希望一些东西不是信心，信心是说我已经有了。
And notice the testimony of these heroes of faith. It says,They have obtained testimony.
讲到这些信心伟人见证是说他们已经得了那个证据。
You read these cases in Hebrews 11 and you see how they went through tremendous difficulties and challenges and yet because of that testimony of divine assurance in them, they were able to overcome.
你可以看到这些信心伟人经过何等的艰难和挑战。但是因为他们里边有这个神圣的确据，他们都得胜了。
This is the same story at the end of the Bible.
这是同样的在圣经结束的讲到这个故事。
When you go to the revelation of Jesus Christ, you begin to understand the very importance of that word testimony.
当我们读到启示录里边讲到主耶稣的时候，讲到耶稣基督的见证非常重要。
Freedom, do I have a few minutes to finish? I've already gone past my time.
Oh, you still have time, yeah.
Okay. When you go to that wonderful closing book, you understand the importance of testimony.
当我们读到这个圣经最后一卷的时候，我们读到这个这个见证的重要性。
John said he was there for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
约翰说他在那边为着神的话，为着耶稣基督的见证。
He was on the Isle of Patmos, it says in verse 9 of the first chapter, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
在第一章第九节他讲到、约翰在那个拔摩海岛上为着神的道也为耶稣做了见证。
It says in chapter 6, verse 9, speaking of the martyrs under the altar.
在第六章第九节讲到那些在祭坛下、为做见证被杀人的灵魂。
It says they were there because of the testimony that they held.
讲到因为他们是为着所他们所坚持的见证。
I would like to say it's the testimony that held them.
我可以说是因为见证、拖住了他们。
When you read about the overcomers in chapter 12, verse 11, you read the same story.
当你读到十二章第十一节讲到那些得胜者的时候，读到同样的故事。
They overcame by the blood and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto death.
他们是因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命、性命。
When you come to the 12th chapter, 17th verse, and you read the remnant of the woman, the seed of the woman, the remnant of the woman.
当读到第十二章里边讲到那个、女人的后裔。
The explanation, the only explanation it gives about them is they have the testimony of Jesus.
他就提到一件事情，就是他们有耶稣基督的见证。
Doesn't that sound like Hebrews 11 to you?
这是不是跟希伯来书十一章讲的一样呢？
Doesn't that sound like a people that were inspired by divine assurance?
好像就是讲到这些人是被、神圣见证所激励的。
Doesn't that sound like a people who overcame extraordinary difficulties? Because of what was put in them.
是不是讲到这些、胜过这极大艰难的人是因为他们里边、所有的。
And then you remember that story about John in chapter 19, verse 10, when he bowed down to the angel.
就讲到后来看到19章第10节、这个约翰来为我在天使面前下拜。
And the angel politely rebuked him.
天使很有礼貌地责备他。
He said, see that you do it not.
只说你千万不可。
He said, I am one of thy fellow bondmen and the fellow bondmen of thy brethren who have the testimony of Jesus.
我和你并 你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的。
In the end, this is what divine assurance is to produce in us.
最后就是那个神圣的确据要在我们里面所要产生的。
This is what it produced in the elders of Israel.
这就是他们在那些以色列的古人当中所产生的。
This is what it produced in, as the New American Standard Bible says, the men of old.
这就是在那个新美国版的圣经当中所说的这些的这些人。
And this is what it's to produce in you and me.
这就是 要在你和我里边所要产生的。
This is the secret.
这就是那个秘密。
It ends in a wonderful way in chapter 11, verse 40 of Hebrews.
这是在希伯来书十一章四十节里边有这样一个很好的结束。
And having foreseen some better things for us, that they should not be perfect without us.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
When we come to the New Testament, the shadows are gone.
当我们来到新约当中，这个影子
The reality is here.
这个实体已经来了。
The fullness of Christ is revealed and the fullness of God's purpose in a people.
基督的已经完全显现了神的旨意也完全的彰显了。
What tremendous assurance this is.
这是何等奇妙的神的。
What a glorious work this assurance does in a people as we've read.
这是何等奇妙的见证在确据在这些人的身上。
What a testimony, a living testimony it produces in ones who can only declare, I have it.
这是何等奇妙的神圣的见证在那些人身上说我已经有了。
This is the burden the Lord has laid upon my heart.
这就是神放在我心里边的一个负担。
This is the necessity of divine assurance.
这就是那个神圣确据的必要性。
May we be that people in the end that have this testimony.
愿我们也能够再成为那些有这样神圣确据的最后的人。
The testimony is Hebrews 10:22 says the full assurance of faith.
在希伯来书十章二十二节讲到我们有那个全备的救恩。
This is the secret for those who went before, and it remains the secret for those of us in this last age.
这就是那个在我们之前人的所谓他们的秘密，也是我们这些将来的人的秘密。
Shall we pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we come to you and ask you to breathe life into these words.
父神，我们愿你在这些话上吹气。
We ask you to make this thing of divine assurance so real to us, it'll change us forever.
我们愿这个神圣的确据成为真实，能够改变我们。
That we would be that people of testimony.
让我们能够成为这样有见证的人。
That obtain that testimony.
让我们得到那个见证。
That have that testimony.
有这样的这个证据。
And that those people having that testimony would hasten the coming day of God.
让我们有这样的这个见证，能够催促你的再来。
These things we ask in the name of Jesus.
我们祷告是奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.